To Live with Mike, we're gonna do a quick pre-show of SmackDown. I own my own creative terms and everything, so check this out. We have a poll live right now on CWNEWLIVE. It clearly is straightforward. Are you ready for SmackDown Live hashtag SmackDown? Because right after the show tonight, of course, right here on our YouTube channel, we will have a recap of the show. It's straightforward, yes or no. So far, 4 votes is yes. So, looks like we're going to go in for a good old-fashioned treat tonight. All right, I'm looking up on our other screen, and it's actually live voting, which means you can go on our Ustream channel, CWN, and take a look at the live votes on this, okay? We're going to do live tweeting tonight, of course, for our fans that wants to vote on the matches, who's going to win and everything. So there you go. But let's do like a wild card real fast. Remember, SmackDown Live is also loaded down with former world, intercontinental, and United States champions, including Del Rio, Dolph Ziggler, Zack Ryder, and Kalisto, and we know each one of them, as good as they are, pretty much dangerous to each other. And with SmackDown's success in recent years for them, they may have a new night, but in reality, it's just another opportunity to kick more booty. That's just the wild card for tonight. We're expecting a lot tonight. It's going to be more than what we're expecting. But with American Alpha, Alexa Bliss, Mojo Rawley, and Carmella all coming on SmackDown Live tonight, is the U.S. Universe ready for all this? Because we have a lot of activities set for tonight. We don't know what's going to happen with Randy Orton, if he's going to show up tonight, or even John Cena. We just never know what's going to happen. Is AJ Lee, I mean, not AJ Lee, but AJ Styles going to try to kick more of John Cena's rear end? That's a good question, because we actually do not know until tonight. Again, the Viper Randy Orton might be there tonight. Rumors had it on Facebook, with all the stuff they've been posting on Facebook and on Twitter, that Orton might be there. Of course, you got Bray Wyatt there. Even Mr. Strowman's going to be there. Of course, Byron Cuban might be there. We don't know. And also, the Demon Kane. Orton has unfinished business with Kane. We already know that for a fact. Bray Wyatt has unfinished business with Kane, but might have a run-in with Randy Orton. We don't know where, you know, the show tonight is going to take us, but, however, we will be planning out less than 8 minutes, but in 12 minutes. And, of course, we'll be back with your recap of tonight's live show. Apollo Crews. It's a good question what he's going to be doing. Will he come out tonight to challenge anybody like Brock Lesnar? Well, Brock Lesnar is supposed to be on Monday Night Raw, but it doesn't mean he can show up on SmackDown unannounced. You know what I mean? So we just don't know what's going to happen tonight. There's a ton of unfinished business again with Randy Orton, with John Cena also. If I remember straight, Daniel Bryan and Kane had a problem with each other. So, Kane put Daniel Bryan out of the ring for injury for life. But, however, he is the general manager of SmackDown. So, I don't know what's going to happen. There's some unfinished business there. I got a feeling that Daniel Bryan will screw Kane. In a way, but we don't know. Again, a bunch of people have been answering yes on our Twitter. There is no no's so far, so we just never know what's going to happen again tonight live on SmackDown. Let's see what else we have going on. You don't have to worry about the New Day appearing on SmackDown, even though that might be a good idea to put the New Day there on SmackDown, because they do have unfinished business with Mr. Bray Wyatt. It's just common sense to do that. But I'm not the leadership of WWE, and I don't want that job. Alrighty, now with the WWE World Heavyweight Champion on SmackDown, Dean Ambrose, who will he go against tonight? That's a very good question. Should Dean Ambrose go ahead and go against John Cena? Or what? Or AJ Styles? Or even Apollo Crews? It's a good question where they're going to put Dean Ambrose tonight. Again, Daniel Bryan is the GM of SmackDown, and it begins tonight in about 10 minutes, and I can't wait for it. Again, well, I mean, it's a good question where they put Dean Ambrose tonight. Will Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns make a surprise appearance on SmackDown, even though those two guys are on Raw? That's a good question. I'm about to close the poll in about 11 minutes. That's 1 minute after the show starts. Again, remember you have The Miz, Michael The Miz there, so he might go against, I don't know who he's going to go against too. There's a lot of if and ands about this. A lot of rivalries. Remember, you still have Becky Lynch and Natty on SmackDown, so I know that rivalry will be heated up to a point where it's going to be laying a SmackDown on somebody's rear end. Again, the action starts in 9 minutes, but where they're going to put Dean Ambrose and The Miz along with some other superstars tonight, we just don't know. It's a good question, but could it be Zack Ryder versus The Miz? Or Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz? That's a good question. Or could it be Del Rio versus Kalisto? Well, that's a good question too. And sorry for the background noise. My 3-year-old daughter is in here, which she is not supposed to be in here right now. So you just never know. Could it be tonight, Randy Orton versus Baron Corbin? You never know. We don't know where the wild cards are leading up to right now, and we will let you know in about 8 minutes. Remember, tonight at the Red Art Show is me, and that's about it. It's a recap tonight with live tweets. We'll see you then, live tonight, right after SmackDown. Have any questions, why don't you give me a holler on Twitter, CWNEW Live. See you shortly.